And you've never seen anything like this. Touchdown!
It's time for our weekly look at some of the big stories from the world of sports. This is Lee Middleton, and coming up in The World at Play, tennis great Roger Federer assures his home fans that he's going to be around for a few years to come. Several Formula One teams unveil their new cars for the 2017 season, and the Six Nations returns this weekend, and with it, several high-profile players return to their national squads. But first, what could be one of the most bizarre sporting stories of all time. Non-league Sutton United battled against the odds in their fifth-round FA Cup match against Premier League giants Arsenal this week, but it's what happened off the pitch that has grabbed all of the headlines. Sutton have accepted the resignation of their reserve goalkeeper, Wayne Shaw, who is currently under investigation for breaching betting rules. The UK Gambling Commission and the Football Association started their investigation after the 46-year-old ate a pie during his team's loss to Arsenal. The bookmaker had offered odds of 8-1 that Shaw would eat a pie on camera. He said he was aware of the betting promotion prior to the match, but he played the incident down as just a bit of fun, despite being caught on camera eating the aforementioned pie. And no, sadly, I'm not even sure what kind of pie it was. It's been a busy week in Formula One with the new season fast approaching, and it was the Minnows Sauber who were the first off the starting line in unveiling their new car for the 2017 season. The C36 gives the first indications of how teams will approach a major rule change introduced this year to create faster, more dramatic cars. Tennis great Roger Federer has confirmed that he will play at his hometown event in Basel until the age of 38. The Swiss star signed a 3-year contract to appear at the event this week and said that playing in Basel is always a highlight of his year. He has won the Swiss indoors 7 times since making his debut there in 1998. With Six Nations Rugby likely to be one of the most watched sporting events this weekend, it's good news for both Ireland and Wales. For Ireland, first of all, Johnny Sexton and Rob Kearney are set to play in their game against France on Saturday, Sexton having recovered from a calf strain and Kearney from a bicep injury. For Wales, it looks like George North could return to their lineup to take on Scotland after he took part in a full training session this week after suffering a bruised thigh against Italy. Those Six Nations games this weekend then, Scotland versus Wales and Ireland versus France on Saturday, with England hoping to extend their unbeaten run to 17 matches when they take on Italy on Sunday. For football fans, there's been plenty of European action to get your teeth into this week, but looking ahead to the weekend and picking a few games from some of Europe's top leagues. Tough tests ahead for the top two in Spain's La Liga as Real Madrid travel to Eibar and Barcelona take on Celta Vigo. In Italy, the pick of the game sees fourth place second. It's Inter Milan against Roma. And finally, in the English Premier League, due to a little bit of fixture congestion thanks to those European games this week, the anticipated Manchester derby has been postponed. That, though, should leave Chelsea to extend their 8-point cushion at the top of the table as they play a rejuvenated Swansea City, who, despite a recent run of good form, still find themselves in 15th place in the Premier League table. As always, whoever your team and whatever your sports, we wish them the very best of luck for this weekend. This is Lee Middleton, and I'll be back here with you in the same place at the same time next week with more from The World at Play.